what's really happening in Israeli politics. Hear it from all sides, left, right, and center. Explore Jewish-Muslim relations with a dynamic rabbinic and bridge-building duo, and delve into Torah with Gila Fine's The Mad Woman in the Rabbi's Attic, a session that will challenge and inspire. Limud Johannesburg, the 15th to the 17th of August. Politics, spirituality, and everything in between. Book now at limud.org.za. Less than 2 weeks to go. Rooms for the weekend are nearly sold out. Limud, ideas that move you. And the other big event happening, not in August, but in September, is the upcoming Aliyah Expo that will happen in Johannesburg from the 14th to the 15th of September. And it's expected to draw hundreds of people looking for practical guidance, inspiration, and answers. One of the groups that's been walking this journey with Jewish communities for decades is Eben Ezer Operation Exodus, a Christian organization dedicated to supporting Jewish people in their return to Israel. And I'm joined on the line now by Lizelle van der Merwe, who is the regional representative of Eben Ezer Operation Exodus and who will have a stand at the expo. Lizelle, thanks so much for joining us on the Home Run. For those who are unfamiliar, what is Eben Ezer Operation Exodus and how did it begin supporting Jewish Aliyah?
Hello, Paula. Thank you for having us. It's wonderful to be here. Yes, like you said, we are a worldwide Christian organization helping the Jewish people to make Aliyah. We are in over 60 nations and on six continents. And we just believe that it's time for the Jewish people to return to the promised land. Like we read in Genesis 1 verse 2, Genesis 12, verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country and from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. So, yeah, we believe that the land belongs to the Jewish people. And Ebenezer Operation Exodus was founded during the Gulf War in 1991. At an international prayer conference in Jerusalem. Gustav Scheller had an overwhelming sense that God wanted him to take action and that now he can begin to bring his people home. And from there, it all started, especially after the fall of the Iron Curtain and Jews from the former Soviet Union started returning to Israel in their masses. We got a ship and we had over 600 sailings from Odessa to Haifa, helping Jewish people return to Israel. And from there, it just continued and started growing.
Lizelle, my heart is always warmed when I chat with people about you. Thank you for your support and for what you do. How are you involved in the upcoming Aliyah Expo?
So, yeah, we're going to have a stall there and we're going to exhibit what we do. We're going to have some bulletins there, which is our newsletter that's released four times a year, where people can see our work and everything that we do. And then they can come and have conversations with us and hear about our work and just exactly how we can assist the Jewish people in making Aliyah.
You personally do a lot of outreach work, including teaching children about Israel. Can you tell me a little bit more about that side of your mission?
Oh, yes. I just love working with children. And I've been working with children for 20 years, teaching them art. But having conversations with them, especially about the Bible and about Israel, I've come to realize that children don't know the Old Testament stories anymore and the significance of Israel in the end times and also in biblical prophecy. So we decided to start doing puppet shows and take these old Bible stories and make them into cute little stories where we teach children the importance of Israel in Bible prophecy and the return of the Jewish people to the promised land. And we also teach them that if we hear that somebody speaks bad about Israel or the Jewish people, that we should correct them and say, no, you should not speak bad about them. It's God's people. You should rather pray for them instead and bless them. And that's what we do.
Lizelle, for you, is Aliyah a spiritual calling or a practical response to instability?
It's definitely a spiritual calling, like Isaiah declares in the Bible, that a God's call to the Gentiles to help them to return the Jewish people by saying in Isaiah 49 verse 22, "Thus says the Lord God, behold, I lift up my hand to the nations and set up my standards to the peoples, and they will bring your sons in their bosom, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders." So yeah, we believe that us as Gentile Christians are called to help and support the Jewish people.
And how do you help and support when it comes to Aliyah specifically? I know that you offer deep spiritual and practical support for those considering
Yes.
making Aliyah. Can you just
Yes.
explain to me what that really means?
Okay, so after prayer, our main role is to help as many Jewish people as possible to immigrate to Israel or to make Aliyah, as it is known in Hebrew. We also provide humanitarian aid where needed and finance and practical help in the Aliyah process. In the nations where there are Jewish communities, we make contact and explain about the opportunity to make Aliyah, providing humanitarian aid, medicine, and assistance as needed. We do this by building teams of local workers. So, yeah, we have a team in South Africa, and then setting up offices in the nations. So, all of the nations has their own office, and then giving support and practical assistance where needed. Financial help to people preparing documents and attending consular appointments. We also provide transport to the airport for those that need it. And then in Israel, we also provide help to those Olim who may encounter difficulties settling in the land. So we have an office in Jerusalem that opened up in 2006, and they are also ready to help and support any new immigrants with whatever they might need. For instance, with the COVID-19 pandemic, we were there ready to hand out food parcels to help them with clothing and find jobs and food cards. We also have food cards that we distribute to them. And then we also have two houses in Israel. There's one in Haifa that opened in 2019, where new Olim can come and stay for about 3 months until they are ready to settle into their own place and find a job. And then we opened a second house in 2025 in the beginning of the year in Ashdod, for the same purpose.
Lizelle Fanamova from Ebenezer Operation Exodus, speaking about the upcoming Aliyah Expo on the 14th and 15th of September. Lizelle, I'm going to come to the expo just to meet you because the work you do sounds amazing and so inspiring. And I guess sometimes the journey home needs a helping hand and a heart full of purpose. And you and Ebenezer Operation Exodus certainly provide that. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for chatting with us.